The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Now, for those that have not seen this lady confronting the Congress and federal government concerning the IRS, I'm about ready to play the audio for you in just a couple minutes, so hang with me. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You again have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, our pretty little princess. You know her as Stephanie Joy. Now, folks, welcome to the show, and if you'd like to check us out, please do, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Go over to Facebook, check out Sons of Liberty Radio. Don't forget radio, Sons of Liberty Radio, my friends on Facebook, and or go to Bradley Dean, two different websites, one fan page, one personal page, like them both, double E on Bradley, double E, Bradley Dean on Facebook. Or you can follow me on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1. Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. Phone lines are accessible, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, we're turning talk radio into do radio. Again, we're showing you our faith by our works, by what we are doing and what we are not tolerating or complaining about. So therefore, we're showing you the problems and then we're dealing with the issues at hand. That's how you bring about resolve. It's called Justice is the Guardian of Liberty. So America, we need justice. This is also the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, our pretty little princess? Before we get over to this awesome lady talking about how the IRS has mercilessly inundated her with problem after problem, harassment, so on and so forth. I'm trying to be funny, but I'm not as well.
Yeah.
So it's all yours.
Well, the reason why that is because it's just a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. You want the mind of Christ, you want the heart of God, and I'm looking forward to that video at that woman too as well. But before we do, we just want to quickly highlight our product of the week. Now, this week, it's Noah Webster's Advice to the Young, and it's a great book, especially for youth, but it's great for all ages. It contains two historical reprints that founder Noah Webster wrote to, quote, enlighten the minds of youth in religious and moral principles and restrain some of the common vices of our country. Of course, he knew that when you go to the young and give advice to the young, you're going to have a crop filled of virtuous, pious people once they grow up from their youth to adulthood. And it uses a series of questions to teach children qualities such as honesty, generosity, gratitude, and more, written originally for youth, but it works great for all ages. As I said, it's only 53 pages long. So sometimes people can overwhelm by a big thick book and say, I don't want to read this. This is going to be great. It's paperback. It's good, especially if you've got, you know, youngsters 10 and older, or even for yourself to teach your kids. It's awesome. It's only a $7 donation this week. And since it's such a great deal already, monthly sponsors, Sons and Daughters of Liberty, will get a free You Can Run International baseball cap with their order when you make this order for the book. So you can call 1-866-233-0747. Again, 1-866-233-0747, or go to shop.sonsoflibertyradio.com, shop.sonsoflibertyradio.com. Also want to keep in mind that those of you who sign up to become Sons and Daughters of Liberty this month will get a free Sons of Liberty t-shirt as well. So some good deals. Now, I just want to highlight two things. Speaking of Noah Webster, we've been talking about on the radio show the gun situation going on in Connecticut with Lieutenant Vance. And we've also been talking about moral precepts and contained in Scripture for our laws and our constitutional republic. We've been dealing with that a little bit last week. I want to highlight two quotes from Noah Webster that deal with both of those since we're talking about him. This is what he had to say, firstly, about disarming people. He said, before a standing army can rule, the people must be disarmed, as they are in almost every kingdom of Europe. The supreme power in America cannot enforce unjust laws by the sword because the whole body of the people are armed and constitute a force superior to any band of regular troops that can be on any pretense raised in the United States. So he was saying, listen.
Let me bring it to firsthand experience. Yesterday, it's talking about the same issue. Walked up to a security guard at the mall in Minnesota here. It snowed again today, by the way. And I walked up to him and I said, why are you not armed?
Good question.
Said, well, some guards just aren't armed. I said, well, no disrespect. And I wasn't being disrespectful. I said, well, what good are you then? I said, what are you going to do if a guy walks in here into the mall and he starts to spray people with bullets? He goes, well, we have access to the police. I said, but what is your purpose? I said, by you arming yourselves, you are deterring crime just by the criminals seeing that you are an armed man.
Of course. If you walk into that mall and you say, well, listen, I'm thinking about doing some things I shouldn't be doing here. And you say, whoa, there's a guy who's got a gun right next to me. I'm going to think twice before I start, like you said, spraying people.
Common sense. But he could not come back with a rational answer for me. And it's just like, okay, you're setting yourself up for your own demise. Why are you being paid in the first place?
Exactly.
If you are not there to deter crime? Your little badge
means nothing without the authority to go behind it.
That's exactly right.
And you know what he said? We have access to the police. Well, what are you going to do if someone starts shooting someone right in front of you? Are going to quickly get on the phone and make a phone call and then wait 5 more minutes? I mean, that's ridiculous. Yeah. Common sense. Yeah. Of course, Noah Webster knew better. That's why he said we're not like Europe, who is, you know, almost every kingdom, you know, they must be disarmed. We are the United States of America, and we have a force superior to any band of regular troops. So keep that in mind for all you people want to be gun grabbing out there. And we also talked about this a little bit last week, too. But he also wrote this quote saying, the moral principles and precepts contained in Scripture ought to form the basis of all our civil, constitutional, and laws.
And they do.
Exactly. Yes. So when you look at that and you say, wow, look at the advice, the guy who's writing the book, Advice to the Young, and listen to what he's saying, you know that he's got some great things to teach our young people. So check out Noah Webster's Advice to the Young, our product of the week this week.
Well, what I want to do when we come back, I want to play this audio for you. And it's a lady who's been harassed mercilessly by the IRS for a conservative, and not only just for being a conservative, friends, but also for standing up. Because what happens is they want to make an example out of those that stand up as well. But I want you to hear a woman exemplifying, exhibiting courage, friends, like none other. And again, here we are with the women again. When we do tea parties across the country, we see those that are leading up the troops just happen to be women. So that's a high five for the women. But I'm trying to figure out where the men are, but I already know for the most part where they're at too. And I just want to go back to our forefathers as well before I play this audio for you. Make yourself sheep and the wolves will eat you, said Ben Franklin. Let me say that again. Make yourself sheep, friends, and the wolves will eat you. There's so many different ways you can say this. Evil prevails because good men do nothing. You've heard that, Edmund Burke. But friends, it also encourages tyranny to stand down and allow those in government to commit crimes unlawfully. Edward R. Murrow said, a nation of sheep will soon have a government of wolves. Mm-hmm. Of course, because you're encouraging the breed of wolves in government. So when we come back again, we're going to play a piece for you. It really is awesome. By the end of the video, the audio, I have a video and audio, you're going to be jumping from your seats because, again, courage exhibited, second to none. Catherine Engelbrecht, right after this break. Got sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sonsoflibertyradio.com. We'll be right back. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-3└. 301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host for the Sons of Liberty Radio. For the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties, and we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue by the support of people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Make yourself sheep and the wolves will eat you, my friends. Listen up again. Make yourself sheep and the wolves will eat you.
Ooh.
Ben Franklin rightly said that.
You did the sheep song, I did the wolf song.
Oh, that was good.
Thank you.
Great dog.
I'm sorry.
Edward Murrow said, a nation of sheep will soon have a government of wolves. What happens when somebody actually stands up like Catherine Engelbrecht? Her testimony at the House of Representatives, where she begins to tell as to the harassment she's endured concerning the IRS and how conservative groups are being targeted by the IRS, as if to say the IRS targeting anybody is lawful, right? But what I'd like to do is I'd like to just get to it. I'd like to get over to Catherine, and I want you to hear as to what she said. And if you haven't heard this in the past, it's not that old, friends, but I just thought it would be wise for me to replay it and shout it from the rooftops just to know and to let the American people know as to what they're up against right now. And just keep in mind what Ben Franklin said and what Mr. Murrow said and what Mr. Burke said. Evil prevails because good men do nothing. But I want to take it on the opposite perspective and say, well, what happens when somebody really does stand up? So let's listen to what she has to say.
At the outset, it must be said that it is a story with a central theme that is shared by countless thousands of other Americans who have not yet been heard from, though I pray that they will be. It must be made publicly known that across this country, citizens just like me are being targeted by an administration willing to take any action necessary to silence opposition. I am an average American who, prior to 2009, had never been active in the processes of government. But after volunteering to work in the polls in Texas in the 2009 elections, I saw fundamental procedural problems that I felt couldn't go unaddressed. So I started True the Vote, an organization that grew into a national movement to ensure that every American voter has an opportunity to participate in elections that are free and fair. My life before I got involved and spoke out for good government stands in stark contrast to the life I now lead. As a wife, a mother, a small businesswoman working with my husband, raising our children and participating in my church and PTA, the government collected my taxes and left me and my family in peace. But once I helped found True the Vote and King Street Patriots, I found myself a target of this federal government. Shortly after filing IRS forms to establish 501c3 and C4 tax-exempt organizations, an assortment of federal entities, including law enforcement agencies, and Congressman Cummings came knocking at my door. In nearly two decades of running our small business, my husband and I never dealt with any government agency outside of filing our annual tax returns. We'd never been audited, we'd never been investigated, but all that changed upon submitting applications for the nonprofit statuses of True the Vote and King Street.
Mm-hmm.
Since that filing in 2010, my private businesses, my nonprofit organizations, my family, and I have been subjected to more than 15 instances of audit or inquiry by federal agencies. In 2011, my personal and business tax returns were audited by the Internal Revenue Service, each audit going back for a number of years. In 2012, my business was subjected to inspection by OSHA on a select occasion when neither my husband or I were present, and though the agency wrote that it found nothing serious or significant, it still issued fines in excess of $20,000.
You see how this works,
friends? In 2012 and again in 2013, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms conducted comprehensive audits at my place of business, and beginning in 2010, the FBI contacted my nonprofit organization on six separate occasions, wanting to cull through membership manifests in conjunction with domestic terrorism cases. They eventually dropped all matters and have now redacted nearly all my files.
Okay, friends, I just there's more to this video audio, and I'm going to continuously play this throughout the show today. But what you need to understand here is here's a woman, a mother, a wife, that was willing to take a stand for good government, not corrupt government, but for good government, and she was scrutinized by the IRS to no end and other federal agencies. A society whose citizens refuse to see and investigate the facts, who refuse to believe that their government and their media will routinely lie to them and fabricate a reality contrary to the verifiable facts, is a society that chooses and deserves the police state dictatorship it is going to get.
Wow.
See, it all comes back to this. Taking responsibility. And I know some people just, that's why, you know, I got to turn the dial. I can't handle this responsibility stuff. You know, let somebody else take care of it. No, that's my point. Hold on a minute before you turn the dial. Someone else is taking care of it. And it's not the people that you want to take care of it that are taking care of it. It's just like the education system.
Right.
You know, let someone take care of those kids. Well, someone else is taking care of those kids, and it's dictatorships. And friends, call me crazy, but this is what a dictatorship is all about, to silence opposition. A society whose citizens refuse to see and investigate the facts, who refuse to believe that their government and their media will routinely lie to them and fabricate a reality contrary to verifiable facts, is a society that chooses and deserves the policed state dictatorship it's going to get. Not like it's never going to happen, friends. It's going to get. And we're seeing this take place on a daily basis in this country. And it can all stop, friends, whenever you want it to stop. Because they'll always get away with whatever you let them get away with. And here again, we have Catherine Engelbrecht's testimony at House of Representatives hearing on how the IRS is targeting those that disagree with this administration. Friends, that is nothing short of criminal.
All of these incursions into my affairs began after filing applications for tax exemption. There is no other remarkable event. There's no other reason to explain how, for decades, I went unnoticed, but now find myself on the receiving end of interagency coordination into and against all facets of my life, both personal and private. Bear in mind, distinguished ladies and gentlemen of this subcommittee, these events were occurring while the IRS was subjecting me to multiple rounds of abusive inquiries with requests to provide every Facebook and Twitter I'd ever posted, questions about my political aspirations, and demands to know the names of groups that I'd spoken with, the content of what I'd said, and everywhere I intended to speak in the coming year.
Now again, friends, does that sound like the America that you know?
No.
You know, when I continuously reiterate the facts, friends, that I'm not talking about a third world nation anymore. You know, just Saturday, and I believe it was Friday as well, I was sharing with you, friends, that the media has you believing that this only happens in third world countries. And I said, when the American people want to open their eyes up and realize that it's not them that are under attack, it's the state-run media that's being used to deceive the people, for you to only believe that it would only happen over there across seas or across the pond, as they say. It's not happening over there, friends. I said, you, and I say, you are the ones that are under attack. And I want to tell you why you're under attack, because this is perfect judgment to a T scripturally. This is what is so humorous. Listen, if you're not going to listen to God for his blessings, read his curses. Because if you want to know and identify where you are prophetically, read the curses, because you are under the curses, America. And the reason America is under the curses today is because they left off his commandments. It's not hard to figure out as to what's going on. I know the modern day preacher is going to tell you that everything is okay. I know they cry peace, peace, friends, when there is no peace. And I want to tell you something, friends, there is no peace. And if you want peace, then prepare for war. That's how you have peace. And let me rewind just a little bit. This Catherine Engelbrecht, these are their worst nightmares. They don't want people like her standing up and exposing them for who they are. Criminals hate the light. And I high-five this woman from A to Z for standing up and doing what the men across this country should be doing. She should be at home raising her kids, my friends.
That's right.
But where is she at? She's representing herself at a hearing for the targeting of the IRS because she chose to stand up and do something as to what's going on in her country. In other words, she said, enough is enough. Let's go on.
The answer to these sorts of questions are not of interest to the typical IRS analyst, but they are certainly of interest to a political machine that would put its own survival against the civil liberties of a private citizen.
Mm-hmm.
This government attacked me because of my political beliefs, but I refuse to be cast as a victim.
Amen.
Not to the IRS, not to the FBI, not to OSHA, not to the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, or to any other government agency. I am not a victim, because a victim has no options. I do have options, and I intend to use them to the fullest extent of my capabilities.
Amen.
As an American citizen, I am part of a country that still believes in freedom of speech, and so I will continue to speak out here in Congress and all across this country. I will continue to press in every legal way possible, as I did by filing suit against the Internal Revenue Service. No American citizen should be willing to accept a government that uses its power against its own people.
Amen. Catherine, we're high-fiving you, sissy. Is anybody Amen. Getting the life of
the
what
witness?
She's doing here, friends?
That's
because
right.
there is a Holy Ghost witness. We're going to come right back, and we're going to continue down this road of the IRS targeting conservative groups for being all-American, friends. Wake up. We'll be right back.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Are we approaching a global economic meltdown? Many of the financial gurus in America are saying yes. This is Steve Sanchez, and every weekend on my show, I try to bring you relevant information that helps you make the right financial decisions for your future and the legacy you want to leave behind. This is why I want you to know the secrets of the ultra-rich inside the millionaire black box. You will discover how JCPenney, Rockefeller, and Walt Disney built their wealth without the danger of the Wall Street casino. You'll also learn if this is the right time to buy gold and silver and why. This series of CDs answers the financial questions the media does not want to tell you. For the next 45 callers, I'll give you free access to the Millionaire Black Box and a copy of the best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire. Call 1-800-324-3030. That's 1-800-324-3030 and get access to the Millionaire Black Box. That's 1-800-324-3030.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Andrew Jackson, the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. Right on. I've been talking about Catherine Engelbrecht's testimony at House of Representatives hearing on the IRS targeting of those that this administration opposes. cross the T, dot the I's to a dictatorship.
Yes.
You want to talk about the emulation of dictatorships. You want to talk about those that are going down the road of dictatorships, friends. This is to a T. You know, first it starts out with harassment. Just study any dictatorship, friends. Mao Zedong, Mussolini, Hitler, Stalin. Study any dictator, friends. This is exactly how they operate. This is they just roll over the opposition because the opposition allows it.
Yes.
And what's sad about it is last week, me and Stephanie were talking about the stats of and the numbers as to what you're dealing with, friends, and it's so minute, it's sick.
Mm-hmm.
It's shameful.
Yeah, you know there's a definite problem when those people today who are standing for the very principles that established our country, when they're being targeted and they're being totally relentlessly gone after and, what's the word, harassed on all sides,
demonized,
there's a problem.
Yeah.
Because she wants to make sure that when people vote, they vote truly and accurately because she wants to support things
but
with our constitutional
republic.
Criminals
don't like that.
Exactly.
Rats like the dark.
Right.
They can't stand the light. When you bring the lights on, what do? The rats scurry. President Harry Truman said, once a government is committed to the principle of silencing the voice of opposition, the way this one is attempting to, it only has one way to go, and that is down the path of increasingly repressive measures until it becomes a source of terror to all its citizens and creates a country where everyone lives in fear. But what happens, like, for example, the Catherine Engelbrecht's
Of the world
that don't stand down. They just stand
right.
up and they say, I don't care what you do. You're not going to do this anymore.
That's right. And she refused, like she said, to be a victim. What's sad, too, is if you look at her life, when she was living her peaceful life, she didn't speak out. When she started to speak out, that's when opposition happened. But you know what? Because she is speaking out now and because she didn't say, I'm just going to take it, because she's standing up now, the world is listening to her testimony because she said, I'm not going to be a victim and other people can follow suit and take hope in
that
as well.
I just had a conversation this morning with a friend of mine out in Georgia. And he said, Bradley, did you know a lot of these Tea Partiers are now going underground because of the harassment of the IRS? Ugh. I said, see, therein lies the problem right there. Let the people know how they're being harassed. That's how you deal with tyranny. You don't run from it. You confront it. And I said to him, I said, quote, unquote, I said, let their cruelties swell our ranks.
Amen.
Let them swell our ranks. And let's go back to Catherine Engelbrook and see what she has to say for the consummation of her hearing. So do I.
Mm-hmm.
Hearing on the IRS targeting of groups that are counter or in contrast to this criminal administration that's in power today.
After all the tyranny and all the things that have been done to my organizations, to my family, and to me, many people would quit. And Mr. Chairman, many Americans have quit. I've heard over and over that people are afraid to tell their stories. But know this. My experience at the hands of this government in the last 5 years have made me more determined ever than before to stand before you and to all of America and say that I will not retreat, I will not surrender, I will not be intimidated, and I will not ask for permission to exercise my constitutional
Amen.
Rights. I come before you today, Mr. Chairman, on behalf of Americans just like me, asking for a solution to end this ugly chapter of political intimidation. There was a time when people of goodwill were encouraged to participate in the processes of government, not targeted because of it. I applaud your request of the Internal Revenue Service to withdraw a proposed regulation limiting political speech by nonprofit organizations. That action should be taken quickly and without fail, because if it is not, it will effectively codify into law the very thing that brings me here today. If those regulations pass, nonprofit organizations across the country will be destroyed. No American, regardless of their political affiliation, should support the silencing of political speech. Beyond ending the proposed IRS regulations, I ask you, I implore you, as representatives to the people of this great nation, to pass a law that protects all citizens of this country from the increasing use of such abusive practices. Pass a law that exposes government officials who trample on the rights of ordinary citizens. Do not allow them to continue to cower behind a veil of secrecy, abuse, unethical, and unfair behavior. Send the president a bill that makes public, at the option of persons and entities regulated, all communication between government agencies and those they regulate, no restricted, redacted, selectively released files. Give us a truly transparent process. Protect the people. Restore liberty to the people, because we will not be silenced.
And how do you do that? You enforce
the
law.
Thank you for this opportunity, Mr. Chairman and committee's members.
Well, what do you say to that, my friends? Here we are, and here is one that is willing to stand up against the tyranny that's taking place. And this is why we're on the radio, friends, 24/7, accessible to you. By the way, Chase, how do people check us out online, the live stream?
You go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the store page and become a son or daughter of liberty. And that's how you sync up with our live stream 6 days a week. Become a son or daughter of liberty.
Knowledge will forever govern ignorance, friends. A people who mean to be their own governors must arm themselves with the power which knowledge gives. That's why we are constantly making reference to the founding documents. Religion and morality are the essential pillars of civil society, said George Washington, the first president. The second president said John Adams. He said that our Constitution was made for a moral and a religious people under the umbrella of Christianity. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. Why are we constantly bringing forth the bedrock? Why are we constantly bringing you back to the foundations? Because then and only then, when you study to know them, will you always know who's lying.
That's
how
right.
do you know when a stick is crooked, my friends? Lay a straight one next to it. The Constitution of the United States is that straight stick.
Yeah. It goes back to the Bible when the Lord was talking about the parable of building your house upon the rock. The house that was built upon the rock, it stood and it was able to withstand the storms when they came.
Mm-hmm.
But the house that was built upon the sand, yeah, it was quick and easy to build. But what happened? When all of a sudden the storms came, that house was destroyed because it wasn't founded upon the bedrock, as you're talking about. So we need to make sure that we go back to those paths. And even in even listening to this woman when she's talking, she said that I have talked with other people who are afraid to speak out. They just remain silent because they're afraid that when they do speak out, they're going to, you know, get into some sort of trouble.
I oftentimes feel, though, when people are afraid to actually speak out, is I feel that they're afraid to speak out because they're trying to hold on to something or they're trying to hide something. And that's why as a Christian man or as a Christian woman or as a patriot, as a conservative, all in one and the same, you have to live your life before a just and a holy God and ask him to cleanse you from your secret faults and ask him to judge you according to the cleanness of your hands. But you better be walking in that holiness before he promises to deliver up your enemies from before you. And he does just that.
That's right. And we have a choice to make. You know, when you look at it, I have thought about this before. Back in the days of our founding forefathers, you know, we had, you know, John Adams and George Washington, and those men were all doers, right? They were all fighting against tyranny. But they had those people out there that were just, you know, pacifists. They didn't get involved. They didn't try to fight for the liberty. Of course, they were able to relish in the liberty and freedom once it was blood bought, and they were able to, you know, kind of, you know, basically enjoy the freedoms after the victory was won. But we have the same thing going on here today. We have people who are willing to fight and people who are not willing to fight. And Samuel Adams had a great quote about that. He said, "If you love wealth better than liberty, the tranquility of servitude better than the animating contest of freedom, go home from us in peace. Mm-hmm. We ask not your counsel or arms. Crouch down and lick the hands which feed you. May your chain set lightly upon you, and may posterity forget that you were our countrymen." So that was a sharp rebuke to those who say, listen, if you love your ease better than your freedom, may posterity forget that you were even our countrymen. Same thing we can put ourselves to today. We can look that mirror straight in the face upon us and say, listen, if we love our games, our posterity, our entertainment, all these things that take up our time that are vain and that don't matter in regards to our posterity and our eternity, you know what? Then may our country forget that we were even countrymen of the United States of America for those who sit back and do nothing, because we have a job to do. I'm sick and tired of
how are these patriot moves and these movements across the country, how do they call themselves patriot movements or patriotic movements if they're not even acting as patriots? Patriot means to uphold dying laws, my friends, or laws that are under attack.
Right.
How do they call them patriotic
movements? You can't rightfully call yours.
You can't.
You have to do something about it. And some people say, well, you know, I complain about it. I Facebook about it.
Give me a beer, George, with the F word flying out of their mouth.
Yeah, they'll sit and watch the game as they complain about all the problems, but they won't shut off the TV and take time to protest at their state capitol.
See, but now, Stephanie, you're just,
it's a little too much.
You're overdoing it.
You know,
it's
a little too much sacrifice. I mean, you know, God forbid.
I mean, the TV goes off.
That's right, yeah. You know, God forbid those people on D-Day, those men and women who sacrificed their lives for the freedom of our country and who consistently lay down their lives for us. I mean, God forbid that we should have to, you know, sacrifice just a little bit, shut that TV off, you know, maybe
interesting you would
protest.
Say that, because I remember a veteran one time said, he said, before you complain about getting up at 8 o'clock in the morning, he said, why don't you consider what those boys did on June of 1944 on Utah Beach. Friends, we lost over 405,399 men and women who fought, bled, and died to ratify the Constitution, that most in this country have never taken the time to even say thank you to those that fought, bled, and died, and sacrificed themselves to give what we have today, namely freedom. The question really is this, is what are you doing with the freedom, my friends, that has been given unto you at such a high cost?
That's exactly
That's
right.
That's really what it comes down to. And really what the way to say thank you to those that have sacrificed for you is to stand up the way that Catherine was standing up, the way that patriots really are. Folks, you know, a lot of people like to call themselves Christians too, and then a lot of people look at them and say, but they're not acting like Christ. Well, friends, that's a lack of Christianity.
They're not Christians.
So
then.
It is in the natural when you look at patriots. Oh, yeah, we're a part of the Patriot movie. Really? Let me see your scars. What do you mean, let me see your scars? Remember Catherine? She was living a life of her own. Everything was fine until she stood up. It sounds like scripture to me. It sounds like a warfare to me. But yet, how many, friends, can I count on my hand that actually understand what Catherine now understands? Through acquaintance.
Right, exactly.
You know, everybody wants to high-five her, and everybody wants to stand behind her and say, man, look at you, you're doing, praise God. Hey, I'll be right back, and never show up again.
Yep. Let's talk about that more after the break.
Yeah, folks, you got Bradley and Stephanie, Sons of Liberty Radio, 1-866-233-0747. Last segment coming up, 1-866-233-0747. What were your thoughts as to what Catherine was talking about? Be right back.
At At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Steve from Memphis. I've been listening to Sons of Liberty for several years now. As I've listened to him speak in the past years, I'm just wondering if he's had cue cards or teleprompter or something, because his knowledge is deep and he never seems to take a breath. So anyway, I get to this Tea Party meeting and he starts speaking. And for over 4 hours, he speaks, and he speaks the truth. He speaks from a spiritual standpoint and a constitutional standpoint, and it's just amazing. So God bless Bradley and Sons of Liberty Radio and what he's doing. Thank you for being the patriot and the Christian man that you are.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Most of our customers are absolutely phenomenally impressed with the product.
That's Tony, the co-founder of Heart and Body Extract, the 100% all-natural with no negative side effects supplement that supports a strong and healthy heart, strength and stamina, sharp memory, restful sleep, clean, clear arteries, and good circulation. And listen to this, in over 13 years of business, there has been no price increase for Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com. That's hbextract.com.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze Dry Guy.
Thomas, talk about customer service at GCN.
GCN is extraordinary in how they take care of their customers. The bottom line, Freeze Dry Guy keeps advertising on GCN because it works.
If you'd like to experience unbelievable customer service, call Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Listening to Catherine Engelbrecht giving her testimony concerning the IRS harassment. Friends, find out what people will submit to, and you have found out the exact amount of injustice and wrong which will be imposed upon them. Let me say it again. Find out what people will submit to, and you have found out the exact amount of injustice and wrongs which will be imposed upon you.
That's a great quote.
So are you going to submit to tyranny, friends, or are you going to stand up against it? Obedience towards God. Obedience to God, my friends, is resisting tyranny. It just simply is. There is no in-between.
And you know what's interesting, too, is also when you look and you see leaders who are leading the way, leaders who are that are fighting the good fight of faith, you are a coward to watch them carry all these burdens, be driven to the ground. It's kind of like,
but this is what I heard about them. No, I don't care what you heard about them. Pay attention to the fruit. We're to judge a man the way Jesus told us to judge a man. The apple will not fall too far from the tree, friends. Judge a man by his fruit, not by what people say.
That's exactly right. When you look at someone who's burdened down, you know, you look at this woman, Catherine, you look at people like the Sons of Liberty who are out there doing what they're doing. I mean, on all fronts, there is literally, you could pick a million battles. I mean, you could pick the battle with education. You could pick the homosexual, the abortion. There are so many different, on every front. everybody's got to do what the Lord lays upon their heart to do as far as which battle to fight. But when you see someone carrying all these
burdens,
but we're
all going the same direction.
Exactly, we are. We have the same goal, the same end aim in mind. It's just a matter of what front are you going to fight on. You know, when you have an army out there, you got some over here in this country, some over there in that country. They're fighting different people on different levels.
I say
this. But they all have the same level to win the war.
I say this. I'm piggybacking.
Yes.
Okay? Aim small, miss small. Mm-hmm. We're all following the same Christ. We're all fighting against tyranny. Aim small, miss small.
That's exactly right. Our same objective, you know, it's just like back in World War II, you know, they were fighting in all these different places in Germany and Austria, and they were going back and forth in all the different countries they were. But everyone's goal, even the allies that were joined together with the United States, were to defeat Hitler, defeat Nazi Germany. That was their goal.
They wanted
win
the eagle's nest.
That's
is
exactly
what they
right.
wanted.
And
yes.
you're talking about aim small, miss small. My gosh, those people, a part of Easy Company, they went to the lowest denominator when they were being trained and everything they had to go through. They went to the bottomless pit.
Laying in the cold mud
that's
for
right.
70 days
exactly.
at a time.
And
yes.
they sacrificed so great. But you know what? They were also elevated to the toppest peak, namely Hitler's eagle's nest, when they went and captured and took eagle's nest for their
I
own.
I would have said the highest peak, not the toppest peak, but this
Did
is my
top
oh, I love
the
this.
The top of
yes.
the mountain, I'm sorry, the
always,
highest peak.
Always dimming your light to make mine brighter.
That's fine. But yes. the point is, you know what? Listen, get behind those leaders that are doing something too. Even with the Sons of Liberty, you might say, well, like I say almost every time we end this show, you might not be able to go to the front lines of the battlefield. You might not be able to go into the schools or go to the tea parties or go to, you know, the prisons, the festivals, the churches, but you can help support us. You can help lift up. As Moses' hands were lifted up in the Bible, he had people who had helped him lift up those yeah. hands. So we need to help lift
and
up the hands.
And let me help you alleviate, just to give people understanding just a little bit. We have a small team here, just as any other national team does. And that team is out there busy making sure that we can stay afloat for tomorrow and the next week and the next month. And the more time that we have to ask for people's support, mm-hmm. the more it takes away from yeah. us and our efforts to actually get the job done.
And you know what we do is we try to make it as seamless and painless as possible. You simply say, listen, you know, I don't want to spend a lot of time with this, but I do want to support you guys. So just sign up to become a son or daughter of Liberty. It's simple.
It's almost like you're dancing right now.
I'm sorry. I'm very
animated.
That's right. They
see the antics,
my
yes.
fingers going across the camera. Yes. But you know, it really is a simple process. You can say, listen, I can support you guys, you know, so much a month. Maybe it's not a lot. Maybe for some of you it is a lot. Please just do this. It'll come out on a monthly basis. You know, I don't have to worry about it. And we'll keep you updated on what's going on. We keep you informed. You can see where your money is going towards what we're doing, where
and
we're going.
And how do they do that?
They go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. And you can click on Joining Our Army of Christ. And just click on the Sons of Liberty where you see the son or daughter of Liberty. And you can become one. And it's very simple. In fact, when you go on the donate button, you click the link, you go on there, and it has an option for becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. You can click on that, and then you can say, listen, you've got the option of donating of $5 up to $500 a month, and you can be a part of what we're doing in making a difference and feel good about what you're doing, because we're out there doing
constantly.
Actually, can you believe, maybe just soak this in,
yeah,
we're actually out there fulfilling the Great Commission, huh?
Yeah.
And just sitting there,
yeah,
not just talking about it,
yep,
not just, you know. Just,
it's an awesome feeling.
Yeah, we're out there
you
actually
find your
doing
life
it.
Or you lose it.
Exactly,
yeah.
exactly.
Yep.
So we want to make sure that you guys are a part of this.
And we also want to let you know, too, friends, that bookings are available in the up-and-coming summer months right now. We've been getting some requests from down south again. We just left Mississippi, so lo and behold, we get a call from Mississippi asking if we can come back. But in saying that, friends, if you'd like to book something ahead of the game, it's always best to be ahead of the game here. We are booking summer months right now, so the availability is pretty broad right now. So go ahead and give us a call at 1-866-233-0747, 233-0, I'm sorry, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. I also wanted to say this too, because most people don't understand it, that friends, listen carefully. God's love, my friends, does not promote a carnal fear, but a righteous boldness. Proverbs 28. God's love does not promote a carnal fear, but a righteous boldness. So when you're not living under yourself and you're being moved and led by the Spirit of God, for as many are led by the sons of God, or I'm sorry, for as many are led by the Spirit of God, yeah, these are sons and daughters of God, then and only then will you understand when you're a partaker And partaking with the things of Christ is not the way the American church has made it out to be, friends. There is trials, there is tribulations, there is persecutions from out, from without, and from within. And so in saying that, but there's nothing like when we suffer with him, we shall also glory with him. He gets the crown. And if you're willing to see that he gets the credit for everything that you suffer, you're in a good place, and you'll know and be a partaker of the glory which Christ promised to his church in this life, not just in the next.
Now, and I'm going to show you how to
do like that.
I like that too. So when we're talking about becoming a son or daughter of liberty, I'm going to walk you through this. You go to the website, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You see Bradley's picture with all the gravestones behind of all the reasons that we're fighting for, namely Jesus Christ first and foremost and his sacrifice and for those that laid down their lives. You scroll down and you say where it see where it says become a son or daughter of liberty, join today. You click on your get your membership fee, and when you click on that, you're going to see this beautiful video showing what impact your sponsorship will make and the impact that it weighs to sign up and how you can do it. And it also shows you the different types of membership that we have, from $5 a month to $25, you know, going up to $105 and $505. There's different levels and four ways to sign up. You can call our office's coordinator, you can call our office, you can fill out a membership form, and you sign up online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. It's that simple. We need and appreciate your support. And those
you mean
of you
it's not complicated?
It's not. You know, that's what we try to do is life is so complicated
you
already.
You actually got through that pretty well.
Thank you. You just click it. You know, because for me, this is how I feel. I'm some things that I do, believe this or not, you got to talk to me like I'm a kindergartner, okay? Just walk me through it step by step. Show me exactly what to do.
I don't think that's hard for anybody to believe.
Thanks. I appreciate that.
I got it.
But I think some people, they're like, okay, just show me what to do. Walk me through it. I don't have time to think about it. I don't want to do the research on my own. Just show me what to do, and I'll do it. So there you go. There you have it. Become a son or daughter of liberty. We are fighting the good fight of faith, and we want you to fight with us.
And go and check the fruit out on sonsoflibertyradio.com. Don't take our word for it. Check it out.
So much good fruit. And our monthly newsletter, sign up for those too, because you can see on a monthly basis, actually on a weekly basis, because they come out every week, where we're at, the events we're doing, where we're going. We're getting geared up to be moving. Woo, we got a lot of things going on here in April, which we are excited about. So like we always say, we're turning talk radio into do radio. We are out there, out and about, and you can see also where we're going to be at in your area if you'd like to come out and see. And as Bradley mentioned, we are booking, so you can call 1-866-233-0747. Just call if you're thinking, oh, it'd be great to have you guys out here and see what we can do.
I think we get the point, Steph.
I think so, too.
Thank you very much. Folks, let's get our discerners on. Tomorrow, what I want to talk about is we've heard George Washington, the first president, he's a deist. We've heard Martin Luther King Jr., he was a communist. We heard Eric Little was a total traitor. We heard Benedict Arnold was a good guy. We heard things about Ben Franklin. We've also heard that Jesus Christ, well, he was of Beelzebub, the devil. And then we can go back and just get our discerners on and say, wait a second, why is it that the good men are the ones that are labeled as bad today and the bad men are labeled as good? Well, this is nothing new under the sun, because we need to keep in mind, friends, that history is written by men who hung heroes.
Mm-hmm.
And keep in mind, David was hated for his love. Christ was hated for his love. The church is hated for its love. And when those that follow Christ actually do what God commanded, why is it that they're always hated and persecuted for it? But let's get the right label on the righteous, and let's get the right label on the wicked. That'll be tomorrow's radio show, and I'm looking forward to it,
you know,
because
I'm excited
love
about that.
This train of thought.
You know, it's a good thing to know, too. Yes. Oh, that was cheesy.
Yes.
I think I'm rubbing off on you.
All right.
But you know what I like about that? If you look, it's from the perspective of who's writing what they're writing. If you look at our founding forefathers, to us Americans, they're heroes. But back in the day, to the tyrant King George, he called them ill-designing men. They were considered rebels. From what perspective? If you're on the side of freedom, you're going to say, these guys are heroes. If you're on the side of tyranny, you're going to say, you're rebellious against my tyrannical reign. So it's good to note that when history is written, whose really perspective is it from?
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
From the bad.
Exactly.
For the most part. But God will always have his little landmarks, too.
That's right.
And I shouldn't say little landmarks. His little landmark of mine, I'm going to let it
shine. One
man
with God is the majority.
You have Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, 1 John 3:18. I'm done.